USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden says he's willing to move his $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package regardless of whether Republicans support it or not.
I support passing COVID relief with support from Republicans if we can get it, but the COVID relief has to pass. There's no ifs, ands, or buts.
Republican lawmakers are saying the price tag is just too high. They also think it's an end run on bailing out cash-strapped state and local governments. If you ride some form of public transportation, the CDC has now put out a requirement that you have to wear a mask. The sweeping order covers most types of transportation, including airplanes, buses, taxis, and ride shares. You also have to wear the mask at the transportation hub. The CDC stopped short of making it a federal violation to not wear a mask. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
The FBI announced that two bombs found near the Democratic and Republican Party headquarters were placed there the day before the attack on the U.S. Capitol. The agency's Washington, D.C. field office also increased the reward that it's offering for information leading to the conviction of those responsible for the pipe bombs from $75,000 to $100,000. Law enforcement discovered the bombs hidden near the headquarters of the Democratic National Committee and the Republican National Committee during the insurrection on the nearby U.S. Capitol. A suspect or suspects placed the pipe bombs at the buildings between 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. on January 5th. The FBI released images and a video of a hooded suspect carrying a backpack. Capitol Police Hazardous Materials Response Team determined that both devices were in fact hazardous and could create great harm to public safety. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
There's an effort underway to honor Donald Trump in Ohio. With more, here's USA's Mike Fortier.
Two state lawmakers proposing a bill to name June 14th, Trump's birthday, as President Donald J. Trump Day in Ohio. State Reps John Cross and Reggie Stoltzfus emailing colleagues Friday looking for co-sponsors of the bill. They say the bill will celebrate one of the greatest presidents in American history, and it will show the more than 3 million Ohioans that voted for Trump that the legislature recognizes his accomplishments. As you can imagine, not everyone is on board with this. Democratic State Rep. Jeff Crossman tells the Columbus Dispatch he thinks it's disrespectful because June 14th is already Flag Day, a federal holiday. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
The president went to visit a place that's close to his heart. With more, here's USA's Jeremy Scott.
Mr. President, welcome to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center.
President Joe Biden visited Walter Reed Hospital in Bethesda, Maryland on Friday.
For 8 years as vice president, I'd come here. My whole family would spend every Christmas day here all day.
Yes, sir.
And seeing everybody. And the good news is there are not many people here.
Yes, sir.
We're a lot back then.
Yes, sir.
The president's late son, Beau, was treated at Walter Reed before his death from brain cancer, and the president had surgery for a brain aneurysm while a senator in 1988. He met with wounded service members and toured the hospital's vaccination site. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.